If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You play bad in Minneapolis. Anyways, what up? Happy Friday. Beat Purdue, Eve, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. We're coming at you live from 1040 O Street, the mecca of sports radio in the state of Nebraska and the great city of Lincoln, Nebraska. We are brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese special ingredients of Butcher Shop. I hope you guys took the time and the energy to go over there and partake in their lunch special, but then also dip your head into the Butcher Shop, because once you step foot in the Butcher Shop, you will not leave without 1, 2, possibly 3 or 4 items, and then think about what you should have got when you're halfway home, especially with a weekend that is definitely a grilling weekend, particularly after Nebraska gets done beating the brakes off of Purdue and watching some good college football, topped off by Bama or Georgia at Bama at the nightcap, but then also some interesting games throughout the Big Ten and the national scene. Got my two co-partners, or partners in crime. I get it. Co-partners is too formal. Partners in crime. Lot to talk about.
Let me launch the first salvo.
Okay, go ahead.
Friday. Two things, actually. One, I just got back from Omaha and was asked by Pete Ferguson to come up and talk to some scholars. And got in a lecture situation with about 150 scholars from up there, from around the state. And shout out to Pete, because Pete is constantly doing good work, looking out for our young people, kind of reminding the adults of what we should be doing for them, around them. So shout out to that, because that was a great event, a great room. Sometimes those events can be difficult. That one caught lightning in a bottle and might have been one of the best ones I've done since I've been here in Nebraska. And then second of all, before we get into the football thing, we were asking Austin the magic number for the Royals going in and into, like, they'll take over the ticket airwaves.
5:30,
right? And we'll still have high school football coverage tonight on the streams. So there's that. But Austin, what's the magic number?
A solitary single number one.
So either is it in your mind, is it either or either?
It's either or either one.
You're good with
I'm good with either one.
Either or either. Jay, which one's your preference?
I like a dub.
Right?
You're talking about for a win?
No, either or either.
Which way you say it? Either.
I never even that's never been spoken in my house. Never.
Auntie or auntie?
I got both. Depends on who it is.
Austin?
I am not melanated, it's auntie.
Auntie. Okay. I wasn't sure what that is. But since tomorrow will be all about the Huskers beating Purdue, I thought it would be appropriate that we do this today to give Austin his flowers for being a loyal Royals fan and going through it. I knew he'd be in blue today. I knew he'd be in that.
Storm Chasers, stirred up. League championship last night, too. Good omens. Good vibes.
Yeah, I don't care about it. The Storm Chasers. Just kidding. I know people do, and it matters. But Jay, would you hand Austin this to see what his impression of that is? Because, you know, properly to celebrate.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
You got the Jay Foreman smirk.
To celebrate, you have to have something that is playoff worthy.
Woo!
See,
hey man, is that what's his face name autograph on there?
What it looks like,
so man. You just,
what is his face, Jay?
Bobby Witt Jr.
There it is.
I even know who he is.
Well,
my favorite basketball players loves Bobby Witt Jr. Man.
Asking for the 7 hat.
You had me confused because this has 5 on it.
Yeah,
like,
but I wanted
George
the 7.
Brett.
No, I wanted the 7 hat.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's go.
It's got the 7 hat. So he's got the 7 hat for the Royals.
Let's go. All show.
I got a hater. I'm hating. I'm just straight up. I'm hating. I'm Eric Strickland and you LeBron. I'm hating on you right now. I even became a little bit of a fan of Bobby Witt because my man Ian loved Bobby Witt, man.
You're good people. You're
when
a
he
good
was because he was at the Storm Chaser for a little while, mm-hmm. and Ian and his dad went down to Kansas City and got to meet him. Man, you would think Bobby Witt was George Brett. I would have been like, hey, man, I'm your coach, dog. You should like me.
They had that battle, right? That was there. I thought – so here's the thing. I asked Austin – we got a big week next week with teammates kicking off, and I asked Austin if he would take care of two things. One, take care of teammates, and then two, take care of Mondays with Tom Chattel. And y'all know me by now to know that when I ask somebody to do something, there's a matter of trust in handing over a thing that wouldn't normally be under my purview. And then Austin step up and say, I got you, D. I got you. So my way of saying thank you, and it is appreciated, and it is seen, it is known. Now you got some hard hat to wear.
Hey, appreciate that. Don't be surprised if I wear this every day of the Royals playoff.
I expect nothing less than that. All right, Jay, get us
this in. This dude here, man. He been talking real. This is how I know the Royals are going to go to the playoffs. Austin been feeling himself lately. Mm-hmm. He been hitting me with a couple body blows, but I'm gonna be back for you, though. Usually it comes from Nick or Rico. You know, Harrison will hit me off the top rope, and then Bach hits you with a drive-by.
Yeah.
Bach just
you don't see it coming.
No, and then he'll just laugh, mm-hmm. belly laugh at you the whole time, and then he doesn't hit you, because you're like, dang, Bach, you just diced me up like that?
Didn't see it coming.
But I want to ask you about this, DP. Mm-hmm. This is the game that I think just last night it just dawned on me. This game between Maryland and Indiana just got ultimately so interesting because I was able to listen to Mike Locksley's weekly press conference, and they were talking about your boy that does been doing the Maryland stuff for
Johnny Holiday.
Yeah. So they're talking about they are really, really good friends.
Yeah.
And so I was doing something that caught my ear, but then they started to play Cignetti and talk about how great, good he, I mean, he is good. He's got a great record. He's like 129-35. Mm-hmm. And then you got Mike Locksley, who's kind of quietly the last 4 years or 3 years. I think they've been going to a bowl game, but just been sneaky good NFL talent. And then he was talking about his quarterback and how he's actually exceeded expectations of what they thought. They had a receiver that's kind of waited his time, and he's balling out of control. And then so you got two teams that, first of all, them two coaches, you know they're going to score points, right? Maryland's defense seems to be better, but this is going to be the best matchup or hardest matchup for them. And then there's the Mike Locksley factor. And if you guys don't know Mike Locksley or have ever seen him or met him, he's the scariest type of gangster that there is, because he's kind of like happy-go-lucky, you know what I mean? He's a bigger dude than you think, and he's got kind of like a little kind of weird voice, you know, like he didn't have a deep voice or whatever. He's very like personable. But then when he talked about that game, I don't know if you saw it, when he talked about Cignetti, he just had it literally. He had a switch, and I was like, "Oh, okay. This game means a little bit." Like he won't say it, but he's like, "Yeah, I want to teach this dude who the dude is."
So, the quarterback and receiver from Maryland are both Barry Thompson guys. They're both Barry Thompson guys. So Billy Edwards Jr. is a Fairfax Football Academy graduate, been in the system for a bit. When they say he snuck up on people, he really did. Yeah. One, you didn't know what his body was going to turn into. The work was being done. The body, just you had to, you know, close your eyes at night and hope that the growth fairy would pop in.
Yep.
And it did. And the receiver, his number one guy, like they've been working together for a bit. For Indiana, there's a receiver that sits outside that was supposed to be the other guy for Maryland.
Yeah.
And
it just don't work out. And
Indiana got him.
They got Indiana's got like 10.
And Locksley ain't happy about it. He ain't happy about it. Because
he's happy. He's not happy how they got
him. Well, the fact that you're coming to his backyard and picking his apples off of his tree, especially after he's done the development and the growth. Like, I fertilized them, watered them, and now as soon as they become apples, you're going to pluck them and make a pie. So, yeah, there's some real backhanded compliments being put in play about, well, I'm paying attention to what they're doing over there. He's doing some things. Oh.
Yeah. Ty Felton is a dude. And this goes to all the transfer portal kids and stuff like that that just want to jump ship and just go school to school. He had to wait his time. And they developed him as well. They had a very detailed plan for him, probably a year later than he would have liked. But now you're seeing the fruits of his labor. To be four games in, 600 yards. You know, I know why Ohio State has Smith, and he's the real deal, and there's other good receivers. I think we got two good receivers as well. But he has obviously leapfrogged some guys that were thought to be better than him in preseason. And so the reason why I think this game is going to be so interesting is because of the number of points Indiana has been able to score against probably more of James Madison type of level of opponents that Cignetti is used to game planning against, athlete for athlete against. So it's a little bit more in his wheelhouse. And this is a great start for Indiana. You got to think they're 4-0. If they could somehow make a bowl game in his first year, he's definitely exceeded expectations, and he's right on time and on target. This is going to be the best matchup for him and the hardest game, because Maryland has athlete for you on defense. The player that I think is going to really make or break the game is the running back room by Hemby. I like him. He's physical. He runs behind his pads. I think that will be the tell-all sign. But the game is so interesting because you have Maryland, who's been bowl game. And they were a little bit of a dip last year. But remember, they won 6, went to a bowl game. Then they went 8-8. And then everybody's like, let's see what you do next year. A little bit of a dip, 7-7 game. Still a bowl game. But no, really, no respect. No big, not the type of respect that they should get
right in
the Big Ten. And then here comes Cignetti, and is like pretty much saying, I'm better than all y'all. And for a coach like Loxie, that's been in Maryland before, went to Bama and all this other stuff, that always seems to be overlooked, I can almost guarantee you this game is going to be chippy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think hearing some of the commute back and forth. Now, the weather will certainly play into it.
Right.
Because otherwise, that's a makeable trip. That's a makeable drive. But the weather is playing into it.
Right.
And quite frankly, that might affect all the Big Ten games, or most of the Big Ten games that are sitting in the middle of the country towards the east, is that you may have to change and go into your winter Big Ten offense.
You better have been practicing.
Get through. Yeah.
You better have been bringing out the ball drills, the wet ball drills, the different playbook. You might have to, instead of running your inside outside zone and 11 personnel, you better have 12 personnel or 13 personnel, for the simple fact that it might be harder to gain the edge. And then also you can slow down the game, especially if you get a lead. It'll be interesting. Styles make fights, but also coaching styles make fights as well. The next game that we'll talk about after this quick break is the game tonight in the Big Ten. We're going to go through some Big Ten games. I think this game, and we'll sit on it during the break, Washington at Rutgers. Why is it so interesting? Washington bounced back, in my opinion, after a brutal loss in play call on 4th and goal. You had Will Rogers trying to run a speed option a la Tommy Frazier to the boundary with a fullback that probably would have a hard time beating all three of us in a 20-yard dash. It did not look good, but bounced back and won. But now you go all the way out to, was it Parsippany? Piscataway.
Piscataway. Sorry.
Parsippany is where a good friend of mine lives. Piscataway on a sleepy Friday night against a tough, physical team in Rutgers. But we'll talk about it after this break. Jay Foreman, DP Austin.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.